Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Fulton Systems is North America's leader in terms of thermocompressor and steam systems installations. Our references in the paper industry includes over 80 years of support, thousands of operating thermocompressors, and hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Additionally, we provide dryer section performance audits, steam and condensate system design, and consulting services. Give us a call at 770-447-1400 or visit our website at www.fultonsystems.com.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 1st of February, 2016. The title, Transportation, Taking Your Clues from Trucks. Many years ago, there was a campaign by the trucking industry which involved slapping large decals on the backs of trucks that said things like, this truck pays $5,678 per year in road use taxes. Remember it? I do. Its absence in recent years makes me think that either A, it did not achieve the desired result, and who knows what that result was, or B, as a component of trucking costs, road use taxes have taken a back seat. In the not-so-distant past, we have seen trucks adorned with all sorts of fairings and doodads to reduce wind resistance and improve mileage. Now, with fuel prices low, it is common to see trucks with trailer tails furled as they go down the highway. They are not even bothering to take a couple of minutes to put them in functioning order. By the way, are you still paying fuel surcharges? Why?
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E, Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster!
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes, Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerators, the patented aerator that makes a difference. Over 700 units installed since 1999. Airmaster Aerator. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
The consistent theme in trucking company worries, however, is the shortage of drivers. Many trucks are adorned with signs suggesting you go to work for them. They have the best pay packages, no dead-end miles, home weekends, and so forth. The experience level of the drivers these desperate companies hire reflects the dire shortage of skilled drivers. One of the latest examples of this is the Christmas Day collapse of a bridge rig for 8 tons in Paola, Indiana. This truck and load were about 6 times the posted weight limit of the bridge. So where will we see automation next? Driverless trucks. They are less than 5 years away, folks. You can take it to the bank. The question is, will you be ready for them in your mill? I see the largest adjustment to be made at the termination points. How will you receive driverless trucks? How will they be handled on your site, in marshaling yards, loading docks, weighing in and out? In the popular press, all you see is the ramifications of having them on the highways. The kinky details are on either end of the trip. You will adjust to this. The reduction in cost of removing drivers and having trucks that can run from one end of a route to the other without stopping except for fuel, and how will they do that, is going to bring such a cost savings that you will get on board with the idea. Who will be fighting this besides truck drivers? Railroads. Eliminate the drivers and schedule point-to-point delivery without stopping will put the railroads in a bind on cost and schedule. Maybe I should revise my statement. The technology will be ready in 5 years, but the affected parties will fight it for some time longer than that. Nevertheless, driverless trucks are coming, and coming sooner than you think. Speaking of thinking, what do you think? What is your guess as to when the widespread use of driverless trucks will arrive? Take our quiz this week online to register your thoughts. For safety this week, why in the world do trucks not have cameras that continuously monitor the sides and rears of the rear of the trucks for obstacles? Relying on mirrors, an invention thousands of years old, when $500 worth of cameras would do a superior job, is simply negligence on the part of the trucking companies. You, the purchaser of trucking services, should demand this for the good of safety everywhere. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.